a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
We'll call the January 20th meeting of the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission to order. We're in room 423 of the Capitol Building in Pierce, South Dakota. It's approximately 2 p.m. We will begin our agenda with administrative items. We have approval of the minutes of the commission meetings held on December 9th and December 23rd, 2014, and January 6th, 2015, and the gross receipts tax hearing held on January 6th, 2015. Is there a motion on those minutes?
I move to approve all four of those sets of minutes.
Thank you. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, I should point out that Commissioner Nelson and I are in Pierre, and Christy Feagan has joined us telephonically. On the motion, Commissioner Feagan?
Feagan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Consumer reports. Status report on consumer utility inquiries and complaints received by the commission. Ms. Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Hansen. The commission received a total of 76 contacts since the last report was prepared for the January 6, 2015 commission meeting. 12 of the contacts involved telecommunication services, 29 of the contacts involved electric service, 4 of the contacts involved natural gas service, 3 contacts involved cell phone service, 9 contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, 1 contact was related to the Keystone XL pipeline, 6 contacts related to the Dakota Access pipeline, 1 contact was related to wind energy, and 11 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. 1,910 of the 1,916 complaints received in 2014 have been resolved, and 84 of the 92 complaints received in 2015 have been resolved.
Wow, that's great. Thank you, Deb. Excuse me, Ms. Gregg. There's been a lot of reports, or at least a few reports in the newspaper about challenges people are having right now with scams and such. Are you running into that sort of thing? I assume you are.
Yes, we are. Several of the Do Not Call complaints we've received lately are the grandparent scam call. Where they've received a telephone call that their grandchild is in need of help and to send money. And, you know, as we always tell people, those are scams. Hang up on them and report them to either law enforcement or to the Attorney General's office. And just today I've taken 2 phone calls from people who have supposedly won thousands of dollars if they would just provide them with their Social Security information and a bank account number. And they called to see if they were legitimate, and we're like, no, they're not. So yeah, those seem to be more on the rise. They always are around Christmas and the holidays, but they're still going.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions of Ms. Gregg? Hearing none, we'll move into our dockets. Electric docket EL-14-107 in the matter of the filing by Northwestern Corporation doing business as Northwestern Energy for approval of tariff revisions. And the question before the commission today is, shall a commission approve the tariff revisions? Northwestern.
Good afternoon. This is Jeff Decker with Northwestern Energy. We're filing to modify our fuel clause adjustment to include renewable energy credits. This would provide for a timely return of credits to customers. And we currently have proceeds from a recent transaction that we'd like to return to customers through this method with our quarterly February 1 fuel filing. And any future sales will also be returned through the fuel clause adjustment if approved. And today we just ask for your approval of this tariff change.
Thank you, Mr. Decker. Mr. Paulson.
Thank you. This is Eric Paulson for staff. As noted by Jeff, they're proposing to sell its renewable energy credits and pass through 100% of the revenues minus expenses back to customers through a credit. As noted on revised Section 3, Sheet 33.1 that was filed January 13th. Staff has reviewed the filing and recommends approval with an effective date of February 1st, 2015.
Thanks. Are there any questions by the commissioners? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in EL-14-107, I move that the commission approve the tariff revisions. with an effective date February 1st, 2015.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion?
I'd simply say that this appears to me to be the most expeditious manner of returning the dollars to the customers, and so it looks like a good answer to me.
Absolutely. Any further discussion?
Also,
on the motion,
Mr. Chairman.
Please proceed,
also,
Ms. Fagan.
Chairman, and Commissioner Nelson, this is a great opportunity to show South Dakota that we are generating renewables, but our customers are getting paid for those renewables from other states that have mandates. So it's a win-win for our customers in South Dakota.
Thank you, Commissioner. On the motion then, Commissioner Fagan?
Fagan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Telecommunications dockets TC-14-091 in the matter of the filing by Local Exchange Carrier Association Incorporated for approval of revisions to its South Dakota Access Tariff Number 1. The question before the Commission is, today shall the Commission approve the revisions to LECA's Access Services Tariff Number 1? And South Dakota Access Tariff Number, Local Exchange Carrier Association is up.
Yes. Good afternoon. Margo Northrup on behalf of the Local Exchange Carriers Association.
Good afternoon. This is Margo Northrup on behalf of the Local Carriers, Local Exchange Carriers Association. And in this tariff filing, we are just merely reflecting, we had two of our member companies merge. Western merged into Venture, and RC Communications merged into Roberts County Telephone, and they will be known as RC Technologies on a go-forward basis. And so we've just updated the LECA tariff to result that.
Thank you, Ms. Northrup. Staff analyst, Mr. Rizak. He is not. Oh, Mr. Rizak, you are on the phone.
Yes, good afternoon, Commissioner. This is Joe Rizak with staff. Staff would just merely recommend approval of the proposed tariff provisions with an effective date of January 1st, 2014.
Thank you much. Are there any questions by the commissioners? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in TC-14-091, move that the Commission approve the revisions to the LACA Access Tariff, Service Tariff Number 1.
Thank you. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none. Commissioner Fagan?
Fagan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. That looks like it's the end of the agenda, doesn't it? Oh, there's one other item. Leadership, election of a chairperson and vice chairperson of the commission. South Dakota codified law provides an opportunity for the commission to elect chairperson and vice chairman at the beginning of each year. And the question before the commission right now is, how shall a commission provide for its executive leadership? I'm going to make a motion I move that Commissioner Chris Nelson be elected as the chairperson for the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission. We generally don't have seconds, so I will ask for any discussion on that motion. Kind of odd being the chair making the motion. And I will just state that Commissioner Nelson has acquitted himself excellently as a commissioner for the state of South Dakota. I should have known he would do as well as he has done because he did such a great job as Secretary of State. I didn't think he would do as great a job as he's doing, but he is doing an outstanding job representing the state of South Dakota with the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners being the chair, he ascended to the chair of the telecom committee on the national level, probably as fast or faster as anyone in the history of NAROC has. And he is looked up to by commissioners with the FCC and his fellow commissioners with NAROC. And as a matter of fact, I think FCC commissioners call and chat with him. So South Dakota is extremely well represented in the telecom industry. He also sits on the joint board, one of five persons, and two of whom are commissioners, I believe. three are commissioners, so he's representing the entire Narrook on the joint telecom board. So congratulations to Chris for acquiring the knowledge that he has in the short period of time, and like I say, acquitted himself in such a fantastic fashion representing the state of South Dakota. And I am pleased to nominate him and make the motion for him to be the chair. He has served as chair in the past, and he did a great job there, so I'm very pleased to be able to have that opportunity. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none. Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. And with
Mr. Chairman,
I'll pass the gavel to our new chair.
Okay, then I don't need to ask for a moment of personal privilege, but I just want to say that it is truly a privilege for me to be chair of a commission that has two commissioners that are as dedicated as Commissioner Hansen and Commissioner Fegan and staff that will go to the nth mile to do the job and do it well for the customers of South Dakota. It's a true privilege, so thank you. With that, we need a vice chairman of the commission, and it would be my privilege at this moment to nominate Commissioner Christy Fegan as vice chairman of the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission. I've known Christy for a lot of years. We go back a long ways. Never thought that I'd have the privilege of working with her, but as circumstances have brought her and I to this commission, it's been a true privilege over the last 3.5 years to work with her. She has shown a tremendous dedication to the customers, utility customers of this state, a conscientiousness of studying the issues, and an insistence on integrity at every turn, and has demonstrated the leadership qualities that I think are necessary to be vice chairman of this commission. And so with that, I would nominate Commissioner Fegan. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries, and we do have a new chairman and vice chairman of the commission. Is there anything else for the good of the order today?
I would just like to say I feel this tremendous burden being lifted off of my shoulders.
It's rolling this direction, I can tell. Commissioner Hansen, and I also want to say thank you for your leadership over the last couple of years. We've had a good couple of years, done good work with the commission, and thank you for your leadership.
Very kind, thank you.
With that, just a couple of closing announcements. The commission goes on the road the next 2 days for hearings in docket HP 14-002. We will be at the Bowdell School tomorrow from noon until 3 o'clock. We'll be at the Redfield School from 6 until 9 p.m. tomorrow. On Thursday, we will be at the Iroquois School from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and then at the Ramcota Hotel in Sioux Falls from 5:30 to 8:30 to hear public input on the Dakota Access Pipeline. We will be in hearings next week, January 27th through the 29th, dealing with docket EL 14-026, Black Hills Power rate case. That'll be not in our normal location. We will be over in the Matthew Training Center at the Foss Building for that 3-day hearing. And our next regularly scheduled meeting, and this is also not normal, it will be on Monday, February 2nd, 1:30 p.m. In room 413 of the state capitol. With that, anything else? Is there a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned.